Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
He always knew how to push my buttons.
I don't know what childless 30-something girl needs to hear this, but we didn't come this far without children to be step-parents.
Yeah, nobody's gonna want a woman like you around their kids. Nobody with sense.
Somebody done told you wrong.
And I'm very, very, very surprised that cross isn't burning through. Fake lips, filters, makeup, shallow and superficial, and she's gonna try to ride it out until she can't ride it out no more. It's all about looks, money, and materialistic things with her. And attention, of course.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
Does that sound like the type of woman you would want around your offspring? I think not. You're not gonna have to worry about it, man. Whatever guy you were thinking about when you made this TikTok, he was just trying to hit. He wasn't trying to make you a stepmom, trust me.
You never know, that's the point.
Spread the word, ladies. June 24th, women are going on strike. I'll put the details at the end. For 2 years, we have been fighting. They started this, and we are fighting back. They began by stripping us of our privacy, by taking away our body autonomy, by whittling away our access to healthcare.
Oh, I love how they word it. Yeah, we know. You want the right to offspring. We know. And you're going to word it in all these clever ways to make it seem like, no, this is just women's health. This is a woman's health issue. No, it's an off and offspring issue. And you want the right to be irresponsible and let dudes yak up in you and then not have to take responsibility for the consequences of that. That's really what this fight is about. Let's be honest. It ain't about nothing righteous. Whenever there's an issue that women are fighting for, just remember, it's rarely going to be for anything righteous. It's either for attention or the right to be reckless, you know, something like that.
Bingo.
The right to work, but even their desire for the right to work would be so they can be independent from men and from families, and they can be reckless heathens. They didn't want the right to work so they can contribute to their family financially. They wanted the right to work so they can get away from the family and, you know, bust it open in the club. So they can have the financial freedom to do whatever they want and be, you know, reckless rebels. That's why they want power, independence, and money and stuff. So they can be the demons they always wanted to be.
Message! Message!
This might be controversial, but I will not date a guy that doesn't go to the gym or exercise in some form. And this is usually something a guy would say and then girls get really annoyed. But hear me out here. So I exercise really regularly, I eat really well because I obviously like to look good, but also, more importantly, it is for me a discipline thing. So I find it very attractive, a quality in somebody else to be...
Look, ma'am, we don't care. Great. You only date guys that work out. Look, you're at least 25. Why haven't you been able to find one of those guys in the past 7 years? You go to the gym, they're around. I know those guys have dropped off some DNA on you, but why haven't any of them kept you around for a long-term relationship? We don't care about your standards. By the time a woman has to talk about her standards on the internet, it's because she can't get them in real life. Because if she can get them in real life, she wouldn't have to get on the internet talking about what they are because she would be in a happy relationship.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
Always remember that. Women who talk about their standards on the internet are failures in real life.
Woman in her car on TikTok, guys, of course, you know, the natural scenery for such creatures.
Be disciplined and to look after themselves. I think if someone is unable to look after themselves, they are not going to be able to look after someone else. And if someone doesn't prioritize their own health, which is like the basis of being an adult,
great,
then that's just like, it's such a turn off to me. You don't have to be ripped and have a six pack, but you do need to look after yourself. You do need to exercise and you can't eat like a 12-year-old.
Ha! I said it.
True evolution, that true growth as a human, it just isn't there.
Okay, he can't eat like a 12-year-old, but you can act like one. Okay, I got it.
Okay. Got it. I'll never think about that again.
I swear for a goddess in heaven, it is only patriarchy that would give a 50-something dad bod pot belly borderline diabetic with an onset case of ED and bad knees, the audacity to tell anyone that they have hit a wall.
Okay, I get your point. here's the thing. You didn't say he was broke. And you didn't say he wasn't charismatic. So if he got a couple dollars and he got some charm, he still got leverage in a dating game. Even with bad knees and ED and borderline diabetic, you don't have that leverage. Even if you hit the lottery for a mil, you don't have that sexual marketplace leverage. That's the difference. The other difference is you're probably more mentally ill than him. The other difference is you're probably not likable to be in the same room with for more than 5 minutes. Your whole identity was probably based on being a baddie for the majority of your life.
Shit.
Men have other things to work with other than what we look like or, you know, if we fat or not. And a lot of guys don't start earning a lot till they're in their 40s or 50s anyway. Yeah, that's the difference, man. So this was a cute video, but it don't hold. And you can buy some glasses 10 times bigger, we still know you passed the wall. You might cover up a few wrinkles, but we know what's going on under there. The older they get, the bigger the shades get.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a kawiki dink.
And that tattoo on the neck is very unbecoming. And what the heck's going on with your hair? Look, yeah, you don't got any leverage. You shouldn't be on the internet talking crap. At least throw on a wig or something.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Choice doesn't exist under the patriarchy. I know choice means that it's the choice for the woman to choose whatever she wants to do with her life, but that choice is not a choice that she is solely making. Because we live in a patriarchal society, mm-hmm. Those are the teachings that we were taught when we were little girls on what we should be and what we should want. So choice doesn't exist if you were taught that to be a housewife and you were taught to have children and you were taught to do these things as a woman. Subconsciously, you're going to hold on to those beliefs and believe that that is a choice that you are solely making for yourself.
I wouldn't touch her with a 15,000 foot pole. This is nuts. What is she talking about? What the fuck?
So basically, you're going to play victim no matter what, is what you're trying to say. Boring Chronicles, it's the Boring Chronicles. Metal in your face, yeah, you're a disgrace, it's the Boring Chronicles. Here's the thing, if you know you were indoctrinated by patriarchy, you can still go against what you were taught by patriarchy. You still have the choice. Since you're woke and you're aware and you're conscious that, you know, there's something in your brain that's telling you to do X, Y, and Z because the patriarchy, you can force yourself to do the opposite. Here's the bottom line. By the time a woman is speaking this effinism crap and got all these rings in her nose and got a TikTok page, there is no happiness in her path. No matter what path she takes, it's already over. Misery is already locked and set in for your life. Your fate has already been sealed by the time you get to this point. So it don't matter what you do with your life or what choice you make. It ain't gonna be good.
The audacity.
Men don't have to brainwash women into wanting a family and wanting kids. It's called biology. But you're not smart enough to know that.
It's also like getting plastic surgery. So when people get plastic surgery, they're always like, I'm getting plastic surgery for myself. It's for me. But why are those people getting plastic surgery? It's because someone probably told them, like, for example, noses. Somebody probably told them that their nose didn't look good. They saw someone else's nose and they're like, I like her nose better than my nose.
No, nobody had to tell her. She looked on Instagram, she looked in magazines or wherever, and she saw that the women who were getting more attention had slimmer noses or something like that. And she based it off that. Nobody had to sit her down and tell her, your nose is ugly. Back in the day, having a big butt was called having a knicker butt. But then it got commercialized. And then it was cool to have a big butt as a woman. They're just going to follow whatever the popular narrative is. Because women are sheep and most of them don't have minds of their own. They're natural born followers. So if they're not following the patriarchy, they're going to follow other dingbat women or the media or, you know, government psyops. They're going to follow something one way or another. It's just in their nature. Because if it wasn't in their nature, they would have been branched off and built their own society. Without men. and created, you know, man androids to fulfill their needs. But they're not going to do that because they're followers.
They see that the European standard of noses is a lot better, so I'm going to go change my nose. It's a subconscious belief that you have because of the teachings and the rhetoric that was taught to you when you were a child and growing up. And then now you believe, I'm making this choice of getting plastic surgery for myself, when that's not true. It's the same way with choice doesn't exist under the patriarchy.
Wow, what does that mean?
So this is what I do during FS, and this is how much I charge for it. I had a lot of people speculating that I do some like really crazy stuff because of the prices that I charge. I even saw one lady make a TikTok on like what she assumed I did during the booking because of how much I charge, which is completely not true. So for 1 hour of my time, the base rate is $1,500.
You got me fucked up. You can suck my left nut.
That is basically two rail. But even if someone wanted to take me out for dinner, they're still going to pay for that price. Like, that is my time, and that is how much you'll pay for the hour.
Nasty bitch.
Okay, why would a man pay $1,500 to take a dingbat on a date? Seriously, what is he going to get out of that? It's not going to be good companionship. She's not going to say anything interesting. I don't think anybody has ever picked that option. If I'm going to pay $1,500 for an hour with a mid chick like this, then I'm doing everything I can think of within that hour. And talking to her wouldn't be on that list. I'll just say that. I'm sure her father is really proud and everybody in her family.
I'm not allowed to go visit my dad anymore. He's like, I don't want to be seen in public with you.
I didn't even really look at what other girls were charging. I just thought that rate was a good rate for me. Like, that's how much I would charge to do that. I don't want to be doing this every day, and I feel like charging higher just weeds out all the cheapskates. I do not do backdoor. I had one guy pay for it once for half an hour, and he paid me $15K. Like, that is an absolute privilege to do that, and I do not charge $1,500 for that.
Right. You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. That's my problem.